right, Maddie's ready. Oh, what's up, guys? Come on up. You guys ready for the children's message? So we're doing something a little different today. We're going to do a topical message, and I thought Ray gave me a good idea that it'd be good to go over, because we have Labor Day weekend, right? So we'll go through a biblical approach to work and what the scriptures say about work. Is it a curse? Is the work a curse that you work for every day, or is it a blessing from God? Is it a gift from God? So have you guys ever worked before? Any work at all? Yeah. You probably work with your grandpa, right? No? Maybe? Never help out with the pigs or anything? Okay, a little bit. Livia, do you help out? No? Okay, well, all right. Leo, what about you? Okay, great. Maddie, do you ever work or do anything? Okay, good. So there's a lot more than this, but I'm going to talk more of like in the employment side. And I'm going to try to get this fairly quick within a 15-minute span because I could talk for a long time on this. So bear with me. Ray's got the timer on me right now. So where did work begin? And I'm going to go from Genesis 1, 28 through 31. I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to give you some of the points from it, okay? So remember at Genesis 1, God blessed them and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and what? Fill the earth and subdue it. Good. And have dominion over it from the fish and the birds of the sky and over every living thing that creeps on the earth. Thank you. And he also said it was very good in that sense. So right at the beginning, you see kind of some three points of work came from. First one, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. In a sense, this is family, right? This is the work we do in our family. Having a family is work. Amen? It is a lot of work. I'm barely learning that. I've learned a little bit with Maddie, and I'm learning it's a lot of work for me and my wife. So yeah, starting family, having it is a lot of work. And this is before sin entered the world, right? Before the fall. So this was already told to us before. Then there's to subdue the earth. Okay, that was the second point that God tasked us to do in the sense with Adam. Can't even talk today. So to subdue the earth, to control it by effect, or to be a good steward of what God has created, okay? We don't just fill the earth with children, it says there, but he says to now work and control it, right? If we just let children run loose, that'd be pretty intense, wouldn't it? You guys just run loose without controlling it? Nah, he wants us to be good stewards of it. Now, one example I can think of is of how you talk to like a farmer, how much work it takes to subdue the earth through the planting. Yes. And then there's dominion over the fish and every living thing that creeps on the earth. This is all work, okay? Managing and ruling over all in these laborious tasks. So God mandates for you and I that we work. He established at the beginning. An employment job is one part of that work that we are called to do. The main part is for every man and woman who's created to work. Now, so I'm going to try to run through some pillars today, five pillars, kind of five thoughts on that. So the first one, work is a spiritual service of worship to God, right? In Genesis 2:5, this part's really interesting. And he says, this is before Adam was created. It says, now no shrub of the field was yet on the earth, and no plant had grown, for Yahweh, God, has not caused to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate it. Okay? No man to cultivate it. Okay? So here's the aspect of work coming into play. So the word cultivate in Hebrew is abad. You guys ever heard that word, abad? Yeah? Okay? Cool. He's heard it. So, yeah. So this word, habad, means work, and it's mentioned 262 times in the Bible. So work is in the scriptures. But it's mentioned four times in four verses in Genesis for the word cultivate. We see it in Psalm 2:11. He mentions it, serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. And the word serve there or worship also means that same word habad, which is work. So, work is created by God, okay, and governed by God, and establishes his purposes for work. Work is worship to God, okay? When you help out with a family member with work, or you go to your job and work, that is an act of service and worship to God, okay? Romans 12 says here that present your bodies as a sacrifice, living, holy, and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So, whenever you work, it is a worship to him, okay? And with that mindset, it makes it more enjoyable. It makes it more of a purpose, okay? Now, there's a lot more to this. So what is God's will for us in work? We see in Ephesians 6. I'm not going to read the whole verse to you, but I'll do some points for time-wise. So in that verse, it says God's will for us is to be obedient, to serve with integrity, which means doing what is right when no one's looking in your job, and to serving with goodwill as to the Lord. So work is worship. Every day we go to work, every time we get out of bed and we step down on the ground, is an act of worship to our holy God. And anything we do work-wise, it could be outside helping out in the field, it could be an office job, it could be just anything that you all do for work, okay? That's why I asked you if y'all worked before, and you guys have done some work, right? That's great. That's a service, right? Yeah? That's right. You work with Mama. You help Gigi out, right? That's good. So that now you know that's an act of service and worship to God because you're glorifying him through his work, which was a gift from him. Which goes into our next pillar. Work is a gift from God. And we actually mentioned that today in our study in Ecclesiastes. So it's clear that God created work, okay, that we must understand that it is a gift given to us from God. So when you understand that, work becomes more, even more purpose-driven in that sense. So Psalm 104 says, he waters the mountains from his upper chambers, and the earth is satisfied with the fruits of his work. God causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth. So, God caused vegetation to grow for what? The labor of man, and to bring forth food from the earth. So he gives us work. That's how important it is. He is the one that gives us the work. He creates work for us. Psalm 128 even says this, when you shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands, how blessed will you be and how well it will be for you. It's a blessing from God. When you work a hard day outside, helping a family member out, do you feel good afterwards? Feel blessed? Do you have a good meal afterwards? We talked Ecclesiastes. What a joy it is to have a meal after a hard day of labor, right? Do you have like your best meals after you worked? You ever do anything real hard? You're sweating or you worked at jiu-jitsu or you did something. And then, man, you're just starving and you're just like, this meal tastes so good. No? No big steak? No nothing? He did. That's a different topic, but he did. Sorry, I think you said. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 speaks that. I know that there's nothing better for them than to be glad and do good in one's lifetime. And moreover, that every man who eats and drinks and sees good in all his labor is a gift from who? God. It's a gift from God. So when we do any work for God, we must always keep in mind that it's a gift from him. It's not something we created. This is a gift, right? Every morning we need to remember that. It is a gift from God. Third pillar, work is a fact of life. You see it in our family members. You see our parents. This is what we do every day. We get up in the morning. We go to work. We provide for our families. We have food from it. We go back home. We do it again. We must eat. We must work to provide and eat, right? The Lord says work, and sinful man says don't work. Okay? So Job 7 says this, is it not man forced to labor on the earth? And are not his days like the days of hired men? At the work. Psalm 104 even says this, guys. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. And so when the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. There's that process. The lions are fed by God, right? But more importantly, man goes forth to his work and to labor until evening. Oh, Lord, how many are your works? So whatever your work is, embrace it. That's a fact of life from God. You are in God's will when you understand that your work is a fact of life. All right, fourth one, we're almost done. I think I'm doing a good time. So work is hard. Amen? Work is hard. I can't see many people say, man, work is just so easy today. I love it. It is a hard thing. Now, why is it hard? Can you guys tell me? Any ideas why work is hard? I do. It's hard. And my lead's not even here today, so she can't pick on me. But it is hard. Now, why is it hard? Remember, before the fall, okay, work was given to us as a gift. It was a blessing from God and something we were commanded to do, an imperative, okay? But here in Genesis 3:17, we see what happens after the fall. You know, Adam is there because you've listened to the voice of your wife and you've eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles come out, and now you'll work the ground. So now, work was in the beginning. It was very good, God said. We still have work now, but the nature changed. Now there's pain and toil from it because of the fall. So work is not a curse, it's a blessing. All right? Ecclesiastes 2 says this, "For what does a man get in all his labor and all his striving which he labors under the sun? What does man get? Because all his days his task is painful and grievous. Even at night his mind does not rest. It too is vanity." We've been using a lot of vanity recently, right? But work is hard, and the fall is hard. Work is hard. But lastly, work has a purpose. It's hard, but there's a purpose to it. It brings undeserved blessing and joy to those who will submit to God's created work. We go back. I mean, this is a whole, all Ecclesiastes follows this pattern. "Then I looked again at vanity under the sun, and there was a certain man with any dependents, having neither a son nor a brother." He had nothing. "Yet there was no end to all his labor. He had no family, nothing to work with." He was a hard worker in this example. He was single. But he was wealthy. Okay? You may have known a lot of people in your work area who don't have kids, but they work all the time, overtime, making a lot of money. And that's his life. That's his purpose. That's just what he does, right? So work without purpose is sad and vanity. You know, why do we work today? Well, for one, I need to eat. Don't you need to eat? Anyone needs to eat, right? We need to eat for that. So what are you working for? Is the question. So lastly, I'll end it with this. Yes, working to get food. So why we work? Here's five little quick points and we're done for the night. Humility. We work for humility. It keeps us humble. It provides for others. Because it even says in 1 Timothy 5:8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those under the household, he is denied the faith and worse than an unbeliever." Pretty strict words to hear from our God on that. But we work to provide for others. We sleep. Why we work, we sleep too. We eat. And it keeps us out of trouble. So if you don't work, you can get in trouble. Cause laziness. And an undisciplined life can make you a busybody, right? Work gives us a purpose in our life. So 5 points. So as of today, you work because it's a spiritual service to God. All glory to God for your job. What a blessing it is to have that job. It's a gift from God. So we take joy every morning we get up and work. Anything we do is work in that sense. Okay? So it's a lot to throw at you guys. Thanks for listening. It's something different today. But I just want to understand, you know, Labor Day is coming up. And what a joy we understand that it's not just a day. It's just, oh, it's a break. But it's a day that God has allowed us to have and rest in that. But also the fact that that comes from God. That is a gift from God. And we need to honor that and treasure that. So let's go ahead and go into prayer. And we'll go start with worship today. Father, we praise you for your ways, Lord, and trust in you and glorify you for what you've given to us, that this work that we have, you know, in our jobs to provide for our families is a gift from you. It is a fact of life that we have to do. It was a blessing from the beginning, and in the fall is now pain and toil, and yet you still have your hand in everything, God. We praise you for our jobs, for the employment we have, our work, anything we do, from tilling the ground to planting plants to working with our families at the church. We thank you for that work. And what a joy is you think of us and let us honor you in that. It is in your name we pray, amen.